Welcome back, my friends, to The Chosen's Harmony of the Gospels. Day number two, part three. We're going to see how the angels came to celebrate Jesus' birth. Here we go, the angels and the shepherds. I love this story. In the same region, the shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock at night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. The circumcision and presentation of Jesus at the temple. When the 8 days were completed for the circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. And when the days for their purification according to the law of Moses were finished, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male will be dedicated to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice, according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. There was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to Israel's consolation, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before the Lord's Messiah. Isn't that amazing? He was promised, "You will see this Messiah as a baby before you die." That's an amazing promise right there. Guided by the Spirit, he entered the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms, praised God, and said, another song, I love it, breaking out in song. Here we go. "Now, Master, you can dismiss your servant in peace as you promised, for my eyes have seen your salvation. You prepared it in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to your people Israel." His father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed him and told his mother Mary, "Indeed, this child is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, and a sword will pierce your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was well along in years, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and was a widow for 84 years. She did not leave the temple, serving God night and day with fasting and prayers. At that very moment, she came up and began to thank God and to speak about him to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Israel. Again, so many great things in here. I love it. I just love how God had the angels come and tell the shepherds first, right? God didn't go to the temple and tell the important Pharisees and Sadducees, right? He didn't tell them. He went out to the fields, to the lowly, lowly shepherds who were just probably thinking, it's another day here with the sheep. My life doesn't really matter. And all of a sudden, the heavenly host appeared. And you know, one thing that is really interesting, it says in the Bible, praising God and saying. And we always have all these songs about angels singing, but I'm just telling you, it doesn't say the angels sang, the angels said. But anyway, I'm so glad we have Hark the Herald Angels Sing as songs. But can you imagine you're out there with the sheep, middle of the night, and all of a sudden all these angels fill the sky and you hear that the Savior that you've been waiting for is here. So of course they got up and ran into town, and then they ran around and told everybody else, and people believed them. And so that's just really exciting how God came first to the lowly, lowly shepherds. I just love that about God. And then I love how they were obedient, where every firstborn male was to be dedicated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice of either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And so while they're there in the temple doing the thing that honors God, here comes Simeon, and he has been waiting, and he was promised that you will not die until you see the Messiah. So every day he would just be wondering, is it going to be today? Is it going to be today? And finally, that day was the day, and he knew it when he saw them. It just, in his heart, he just knew. And he went up and started saying all these wonderful things about Jesus. Can you imagine Mary and Joseph? They're just there with their, you know, two little turtle doves, and they got Jesus, and he's going to be circumcised. And they're just doing the right thing. And this man comes and just starts saying all these wonderful things about their son. But he says one thing that I just think, ooh, why did he tell her that? That a sword is going to pierce your heart too. But he was letting her know that it was going to be hard because she would end up seeing him crucified. So Mary just kind of always knew it was going to be great to be the mother of Jesus. But at the end, she knew that she would watch her son sacrifice for the whole world. But what an honor to be his mother. And finally, you have the prophetess Anna. She had been in the temple for 84 years. She had been a widow for much longer than she had been married, but she was still faithful. She would come every day to the temple. She would worship. She would serve. She would help. She just had a wonderful spirit. And she too, prompted by the Spirit, knew that that was Jesus when she saw Mary and Joseph. So how exciting for these two elderly people that they got to see the Messiah before they had their last breath on earth. I mean, I love how God just moves around his people and just blesses people. So I hope you're excited today about the birth of Jesus. We just celebrated Christmas not too long ago, but I mean, it's just so exciting to read about this all year long because that's the first great date, Jesus coming, and then Easter's the other great date when he rose from the dead. So I'm just so excited how our Savior takes care of us. So I hope you enjoy these stories today about Jesus' birth, and we're going to keep reading through those Gospels. So come back tomorrow. We'll read another chapter. See you then. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.